Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the Watermelon Seeds podcast. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Joseph.
And we're back at it again.
I'm Eliana.
And I'm
Joseph. That's Josephine.
Hey, no, it's not.
That's Joseph.
Yep, I'm Joseph.
And it's just us today.
Yep, the reason I did that is because that's what we did on our very first episode.
I know, throwback.
Fun fact, I thought of doing that before we started recording. And then, when we were trying to figure out what we were going to say, I just like said that naturally. And you thought it was funny. So then we did it, but it took us like 4 attempts to get that down.
Yeah, so we had to keep acting it out.
Yeah,
that is so, so funny. We did record that a few times.
It got faker and faker the more times we did it.
It still sounds good, though. I like that episode a lot.
Yeah, that episode's good.
If you guys are listening to this, if you are listening to this podcast and you've listened to every single podcast, DM me on Instagram and I will personally thank you. Also, yeah. I know for a fact my mom will be DMing us. But whoever else,
yeah.
We're so thankful. It's so fun.
Shout out to all of our listeners that listen to us every week. We love you. We love all of you listeners, but especially if you listen every week.
The loyal ones.
Yeah, we like the loyal crowd.
Anyways, today we're just going to do a little mini chat / Devo / motivation encouragement.
I also wanted to mention, we're going to put up a poll this week on Instagram. Not a poll, but like we're going to put something on Instagram and we want you to tell us what you want to hear on the podcast.
Feedback.
Not feedback, but like topics.
Oh, yeah. Suggestions, I guess.
Yeah. So like suggestions, topics, things you want to, I guess you could call that feedback. Things you want to hear. So yeah. So check out our Instagram. And let us know what you want to hear next. And Ellie, I'll turn it back over to you to tell the listeners what we're going to do for the next few minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, we're doing a little Devo / encouragement. But I think I'm still in the school mindset because I'm in school. So I feel like this is definitely the time of the semester where people start to get overwhelmed with midterms. The weather gets not nice and people get more sad, and it's just, I don't know, I feel like in general there can be just a time in the semester, and maybe it's not this time for you, maybe you're not feeling this, but at any rate, in all of our lives, we experience moments where things just are hard, and it's hard to be reminded of why we are in a certain place, or why we're doing what we're doing, so we just kind of wanted to be a little moment of joy and encouragement for you, basically.
Yep, this is a quick little podcast, and we wanted to the moment of encouragement, like Ellie said.
So I'll kick us off. Basically, one thing I've been reading recently is the book of Daniel. And
tell me more.
In my quiet times, and I'll just read like a little bit of the beginning of Daniel for you guys. But and for you, Joseph, listen up.
I'm listening.
Okay. Daniel 1. In Daniel 1, it's basically this guy named Daniel is in this city, and he's like under the control of the king. And the verse 9 says, "And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs." And then later, in verse 17, it says, "God gave them learning and skill in all literature and wisdom." So basically, the thing that like really sticks out to me in both of those verses is it says God gave. And I think like, again, in times where I'm like feeling nervous about being in grad school or feeling burnt out or feeling like I'm not qualified or feeling like I can't have motivation for each day, that's really what like is getting me through, is being reminded that God gave me this position and God is going to give me the strength and the knowledge and the learning to get through it. So I don't know. And I feel like for you too, Joseph, like God picked out that job for you. And God's going to give you the strength and wisdom you need for each day, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's so good. It can be easy in the busyness and the trying times to just kind of start going through the motions and not really find a whole lot of joy in your day or just waiting for the next thing. God tells us, no, like I called you here for this moment for a reason. And not only did I place you here for a reason, but also like you can have satisfaction and joy and know that I'm good in the moment. And like you can know the moment is good because I am good. And so that's I picked out, we both picked out like a little passage, and I picked out Psalm 100 for that reason, because it says this: make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Hee done with thanksgiving. And his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And so the reason that I picked that is because, as Ellie said, like in her passage, God is really focused on making sure that we find joy in the moment, but we can also find joy in God and who he is. And he can be our hope. Like
Yeah.
Jesus and Jesus. And the resurrection and his life is our hope. And so even in the hardest of moments, we can remember that we're in school or we're in our job or we're in this day or we're in this conversation for a reason, like Ellie said, and we can have that hope and that reassurance, that God is there with us, that the Holy Spirit is working in us, and that we will His love will endure, and we will be able to have a piece of his faithfulness in that moment, if that makes sense. So
Yeah.
point of the picture here is God put us in the place for a reason, and loving God can help us to enjoy our day. So that's our motivation for you.
Yeah. That's so good. Thank you for reading that. That actually like really was like what I needed to hear just now. That was really sweet. Because you're right, like sometimes it's easy to be like self-focused, like my job, my skills, what God's given me. But in reality, it's so much bigger than that. Like we're
Yeah.
just little tools, like for God. Like, the big thing is that God loves us and is who He is. Like, that we get to praise Him and our lives are worship for Him. So, I love that. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, now let's just give a. Maybe we should each give one practical tip too of how to get through hard days.
How to get through hard days. Okay.
Yeah. So obviously, there's like the heart motivation, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty. That's one thing.
Want me to go first?
Sure, if you think of something. Actually, I thought of one,
Okay.
if you don't mind. For me, it's breaking up the day. Like, just thinking of a whole long day feels overwhelming. But if I'm like, oh, I'm going on a walk in a couple of hours, that'll help. Or, oh, I'm getting coffee at this time. Or, I packed a really good snack I'm excited for. Like, things like that.
Yeah. I am not always the best at this, but I try to have the perspective that everything is an opportunity to learn something. And so, like, if I'm having a bad day or something didn't go the way that I wanted to, I try to reflect on it and think about, okay, what could I do differently next time? Or how can I take this experience and apply it to the next experience or the next thing to make that situation better or to not have that conflict arise again or to take advantage of that opportunity next time or something. I will give a very small scale example of this. Over the weekend, I had the chance to buy a vintage Gibson and I hesitated and so I didn't get it. It was a super good deal. And I was kind of bummed afterwards, and I was reflecting on it, and I was just thinking about, okay, well, next time if that happens, I did my research. I know it's a good deal. I just gotta go for it and get it, and be confident in the research that I did. And also, I took away, if I wasn't sure if I wanted it in the first place, then I shouldn't spend the time researching it. So it's just understanding that my time is valuable and I could be using that time in a different way. And I liked, and I made a big joke about it with Ellie over the weekend. So, and I'm still, that's why I bring it up now, because it's part of the joke.
Yeah, that is funny, but it's also a good learning experience, so
Yep.
I like that. Thank you for sharing that. Very cool. Well,
Is that all she wrote, folks?
yep.
All right.
We just wanted a quick little mini episode for today, so thank you all for listening. It
We gotta
was,
pray.
oh my goodness, how did I forget? Yes, we should.
Let's just pray for the people. I'll pray for the people at the other side.
Oh wait,
Ready?
and pray for the world because of like the whole
Oh
war.
yes.
Like very sad.
You
Okay.
can, I'll pray for the people, you pray for the war,
Okay.
the world. Dear Lord, I pray for all of those listening to the sound of my voice right now. I pray that they are able to find peace and hope in their week through the words you write in the 66 books I have in front of me. Lord, I pray that you are the reminder to us that every day can be found hopeful and good in the midst of hard. I'm not saying that every day is going to be good and easy, but that you meet us there and we're able to find that hope in you through those struggles and those hardships. And I pray that whatever they're going through, that they are able to make the most of it and feel confident where they are and just meet people and build relationships and love the people well that they already know. And I'll pass it off to Ellie.
Dear God, thank you that you have given us the days and positions and talents that we all have. And thank you that we can trust you in that. We also just praise you because you are good and you are kind and loving and your love is steadfast and lasts forever. And God, we just know that when there's situations like the war that's happening, and the people that are affected, it can be hard to remember that you're always good. So God, I pray that you'll help us to see that this world is broken and that your plan is for people to be in relationship with you and in unity with each other. I just pray that you'll keep people safe and comfort people and allow the US and each of us to know how we can be thinking, praying, and working to serve the people that need help. We love you. We thank you for this day and for just all the blessings you've given us. And thank you for this podcast and for Joseph. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good week, everybody.
Bye,
Bye,
everybody.
everybody.